Good morning, my friends. I hope that the last meditation about expanding awareness was useful and that you had a few moments or situations in which you could practice during the days. Today, we're going in a bit of a different direction, but as always, grounded in the breath. This is about using the breath to anchor that monkey mind. Draw it in. This kind of meditation can be particularly useful if you're feeling overwhelmed, strained, exhausted, or reacting to something that gives you anxiety. It is also useful simply as a deepening exercise for your mindfulness practice. This is your breathing anchor practice, where you ground your awareness in the present moment like an anchor that allows a ship to stay in one place, even while the waters around it may be stirred up. So let us be seated. With your back upright, small curve in the base, and let your shoulders drop back. For this particular meditation, see if you can establish a position that feels dignified, alert, and yet relaxed. And allow your body to settle and rest into gravity, supported by the chair beneath you. And gently close your eyes. There are two anchors within the body that can ground us and center us. One is the breath. The other is our heartbeat. As your breathing practice deepens, you may find in that quiet that you can use also your heartbeat. But for now, we stay with the breath. And now very gently rest your awareness as though you are within your whole torso. Can you feel your belly swelling on the in-breath and flattening on the out-breath? Do you feel any movement and sensations with the breath in the side of your body and the back of the body as well? See if you can cultivate a very clear awareness of the sensations and the movement of your breath in the body as they happen, moment by moment. There are many more parts to a breath than just the beginning and the end. Pay attention with precise awareness. Allow your awareness of the breath to be utterly receptive, allowing as it rests upon the natural movement of the breath in your body. What may begin to happen is that you feel as though you are gradually inhabiting your body more and more fully and deeply, and with a sense of awareness and kindly curiosity toward whatever you experience as you breathe. Remember that mindfulness isn't about having a blank mind. It's only normal to think. No, mindfulness is the training whereby we cultivate awareness of what is actually happening within ourselves, physically, mentally, and emotionally. As this happens over time, your perspective can change, and you feel as though you have more room for choices and how you relate to life itself and to others. What has happened for me over time is that there's a natural space between what happens and my response to it. Especially useful if I can practice it when I'm angry or projecting that anger on someone else. If I can't manage to do that at that time, often I can very shortly thereafter, and gain a much clearer understanding of exactly what is going on inside of me, body, mind, and spirit. And now gently bring your awareness back to your breath as it fills your body in its quiet way, without trying to change it in any way. Follow it like you might follow the waves coming into the beach off of the ocean and going back out again. Really notice how that breath comes in and goes out, and follow it in your body. Allow the breath to cradle your body. Comfort it, soothing any stress or pain or discomfort you may feel as you breathe in the air that gives life with each in-breath. As you sit breathing, you will become aware from time to time of thoughts and emotions. As you breathe, begin to look at your thoughts and emotions rather than through them, being aware of what you're thinking or feeling without blocking that experience or getting attached to it as right or wrong or getting overwhelmed by it. Remember that thoughts are not facts, even though we often think that they are. They're simply formations of your own mind that change from moment to moment. If you've noticed that, and I'm sure that you have, thoughts are not facts, and they flow if we allow that, using the breath as an anchor. Let us practice in silence, noticing every movement in each breath and coming back to it over and over again, just like that. Return to the breathing anchor time after time, making sure you're very kind and patient with yourself, even if you have to start again 100 times. That is good. That's what the training is all about, of mindfulness practice. So be aware that when you catch yourself with your mind having wandered off, you are actually succeeding in the best possible way in the practice, when you manage to come back and stay with the breath anchor. And now gently begin to bring the breathing anchor practice to a close, and allow your eyes to open gently and your awareness to notice the sounds around you, inside and outside the room. Inhabit your body, feel it, feel your whole body, and gradually, gently begin to move, giving yourself time to make a smooth transition from the breathing anchor practice to whatever you're going to do next. The breath is always with you, my friends. So go out and use it as an anchor when you need it. Namaste. Amen.